Well, Bruce Henderson joins us here in the studio this morning as we get ourselves ready for Atlantic Fest. More importantly, the road race and walk. That's what he's concerned about, part of Atlantic Fest. How are you this morning, Bruce?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, Atlantic Fest involves a lot of things, and one of the ways you can get your blood pumping early is by going out and running, walking, 5, 2 miles, whatever you choose to do. It's been hot. It's not been very humid out here lately, but it's been hot. It's been dry. Folks ought to be in good shape for this if they've been training.
Yep, we'll guarantee decent weather, but it'll be much cooler than it is later in the day. We could say that, but yeah. we're gonna start that 5 mile at 8 o'clock and give you a couple water stops. So we'll probably have most people done by 9 before it gets too hot. But we'd take about 60 degrees that night. But I don't suppose we'll get it. At 8:06, a 2 mile run, and 8:12 is a 2 mile walk. So one of the great things about an event like this is, no matter what level you're at, you got somewhere to fit in. And I always admire the people at Exira. They just get everybody in that thing, and we want to kind of do the same thing. So most of you listening, come out. There's some race that's for you.
Oh, there certainly should be. Hey, I have to ask you, what number is this? How many have you had so far?
It was 80, so I think this is the 33rd. So before, we had 1 year before that, we had a Crazy Days road race. If you remember Crazy Days in those days, we didn't have a good turnout. Everybody was too busy shopping. So then we came up with Atlantic Fest the next year. So 33rd year of Atlantic Fest, the road race.
Can't run with all those shopping bags in your hand.
No.
Well, so you've actually seen generations go through this thing. You've had people run and then have their kids run.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things, and I was my 30s and 40s, I ran a lot of road races. One of the things you always would, and I wasn't a bad runner, wasn't a good runner, but one thing you'll always understand, and there's always be a little kid that's going to beat you and a lady that's older. So, yeah. But I have seen the generations. I've seen everything. And, even in teaching now, I had the first year I had a grandma, and then last year subbing, I had the granddaughter. So I've been around a long time, seen a lot of different things.
Yikes.
Fun.
Yeah, you've aged a little bit when. But a lot of folks age a little bit running Atlantic Fest, too. Some are very good at it. Some are out there just for the fun of it, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. And we had about 270-some last year, and 1 year we had 300. So, you hope to get some good runners. You hope to see some people run better than they have, but the success is just based on how many people you get. So we want you to come out. We'll always get a few area runners, and those entries have started to come in, and we'll get some people from Des Moines and Omaha, and we'll get some really young and some really old. But the core of the race is we get a lot of people from the Atlantic and Cass County. So we want you to get and sign up. Hopefully sign up by Tuesday. If you don't get some by Tuesday, we're going to sock you for an extra $2, which you could probably still afford. But go down to the Y, go to the Chamber, give me a call, get an entry form. Of course, there's everything else. You can go to the Chamber website online and download it and get that turned in. And we'll get your T-shirt saved. We do try to get, so we don't just order an infinite amount of T-shirts. So that T-shirt entry goes in Wednesday morning, and we'll order a few extra. But if I get yours even Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, you'll definitely have a T-shirt that day. You know, you may or may not have a T-shirt your size left.
And they get their choice of T-shirts.
Yeah, something new this year. The call was last year, you have a nice race, but we want a dry fit T-shirt. So this year, when you sign up with a T-shirt, and you can't sign up without it if you're one of those people that's got too many T-shirts. But, for example, in the run for $10.50, which is reasonably cheap, you get the run and chance for a lot of prizes and a regular T-shirt. And for an extra $3.50, you get a dry fit T-shirt. And that seems to be a popular item on the early registrations. The walks are $1 cheaper at $13.950 and $4. But, yep, you'll get a nice T-shirt to keep it touched, and like I say, the dry fits are new, and it seems like that was a good change.
Yeah, absolutely. Is the course changing very much at all this year?
No, the course is about the same. We have some newer roads to run on, and talk to some of the powers to be at Snyder's. We got a couple intersections that don't look good now, and they think they can get them looking good there on 4th Street. But it's about the same. You know, there's some shade, especially in the 2 mile. For those kids that run up at the high school and always finish on a hill, this is, when you get on the other side of 6th Street, it's moderately flat to, compared to Brownsville, Texas, where winter it's not flat, but compared to Atlantic in this area, it's flat. So, nice course. 5 mile, we go out on the Highland Edition, and now that the airport's a dead end, that's even better, less traffic, and a nice place to run. So, course about the same.
Well, I know folks probably have wondered with the road construction that they've seen this summer if that was going to change things very much. So, it's nice to know, and new asphalt makes it a little softer, too.
Yes, yes.
Very good. The two-mile race, is that usually the two-mile run? Is that usually the one that's the most popular?
That's usually the biggest. You know, I'm going to say on an average year we might get 80 in the 5 mile, 140 in the 2 mile run, and, you know, 50 or 60 in the walk. You know, if you're not a terribly serious runner, but you want to join in, you're probably more likely to join in on the 2 mile. And the 2 mile run, we'll probably have somebody run high tens, and then we'll have them coming in at 25 minutes. You know, so we'll have some kids to talk to. The wide day of father said, well, my son's going to run. I don't know whether he can run all the way, but he'll run and walk and get it through. And we think that's fantastic. And maybe in a couple of years, he'll run it all. We'll just keep building up.
So, there you go.
So, yeah, the 2 mile run is usually the most popular. The walk seems to come and go. If we get groups of local people that sign up together, you know, sometimes that can really be get a good group and fun, because, you know, you go out in the morning, people are walking all over, and the majority of the time they're walking with somebody else in work groups. We get work groups and stuff, so that's good. 5 mile, we get a lot of 5 milers in Atlantic, a lot of kids, and probably the ones that come in from other towns more likely maybe to do the 5 mile.
Some of the more serious runners.
Yeah.
Well, the walk, there's obviously some room for expansion there, too, so if folks want to get out and enjoy it. It doesn't have to be a race. It could just be a leisurely walk with friends, too. It's amazing how fast that 2 miles disappears when you're having a nice conversation.
Yeah, you know, I mean, 9:50, you come in, you have a nice conversation, you support Atlantic Fest, you get a T-shirt, you know. Maybe we've got a bunch of other prizes, you know, right, for stuff, and you have a good time. And one of the other things that happens is one of our key things we are proud of is we have a most family members. So, you know, what happens is, thinking of one of the families that ran last year, well, the son-in-law and daughter and the four kids run. Now suddenly the grandma of the kids is walking, you know. And we usually go to first cousins there. So, you know, maybe the wife's brother jumps in, mm-hmm, and runs, and his wife and a couple of their kids. It's a real fun family deal. If they have the most, then they get the free breakfast. But, you know, when you get there, suddenly you got 5 or 6 runners, but you got 9 or 10 that you fill in somewhere, which is wonderful.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and lots of prizes and awards. You kind of touched on that. There are lots of awards, lots of prizes. Some are for how well you do in the competition. Some are just for different other reasons, too. Yeah, there's a lot of ways that you can win some stuff.
Yeah. We have age groups in the 2 mile and 5 mile, and usually 2 places in each age group give away plaques and trophies. Then if you came from a farthest distance, we're going to give you a T-shirt or something. And if you're young and you finish, or you're older and you finish. And then we had evidently some people have a Clydesdale division. That's new, you know, when you're a runner, you're supposed to be more like a gazelle. But so if you weigh more than 190 pounds and you're the best 5 miler, we're going to give you a prize too. And a few of them had that. That's kind of a novelty, but kind of fun too.
Clydesdale. Yeah, I just happened to notice that as you were talking there. I was going to ask you what that was. Now I know.
When I ran, though, I wasn't quite as graceful as the Clydesdales.
Too much up and down and not enough forward, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Coach would be after me for my head movement. Well, again, they can register very easily. Do it soon, though, if you want to get yourself in on the T-shirts and have an opportunity to make sure you get one and get to pick the size and stuff appropriately and whatever. It's pretty easy. These are bright, well, these are good yellow-colored forms this year, in full color, actually. You can see all the sponsors on there, too. It's nice to have those folks.
Yeah. We have Mullinex Accounting and the Y have been with us for quite a while. We have two new sponsors, Connect a Doc. We got John Krogman might have had something to do with that. I got a running family and Napa Atlantic Motor Supply. I do want to say, on some of the earlier entry forms and for a while on the website, it had my old address. So that on the new ones and on the website now, its address is 1609 East 14th Street, number 12. And please send it to that. They do forward the mail, but if it takes them 3 days to forward it and I get that Friday or Saturday, it's not going to be good. And of course, a lot of people just when they're downtown go to the chamber, register, take care of everything there. But that's 1609 East 14th Street, number 12. And you can get forms at the Y too. So do make sure you send them to that address and give me a call if there's a question on that.
Okay. You can also call the chamber and make checks payable to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, too, if you're going to pay that fee then right away, too. So get yourself signed up and get yourself in shape. Enjoy Atlantic Fest with a good early run in the morning with the road race and walk. Bruce, thanks for coming in.
Yep. Thank you.